I don't think I've ever sat and stood so close to a fishing boat in my life. What is your name, sir?
David O'Neill.
David, I've landed here on top of you asking all my questions about fishing. Tell me a little bit about you. Are you a Dunmore man originally?
Yeah, Dunmore.
And have you had your family here, married here, Dave? What way did life take you?
Yeah, son and daughter living in the village.
You've never left?
No.
You've been a fisherman your whole life?
Yeah, more or less. I left school.
Am I allowed to ask when that was, Dave?
I'd say about 50 years.
It's a long time to be in the industry.
Seen the good things, seen the bad times, ups and downs, that's fishing.
So if I was to jump on the boat with you in the morning, which I won't do, I promise you, but if I was to do that, what would the average day look like? What time would we get started, Dave? What kind of weather are we hoping for?
Well, it's very good weather at the moment. You start when we get there and we haul every 6 hours, 5-6 hours, and day goes on, that's it. Sleep at night. We don't fish at night at the moment, so.
And when you go out, say we left at 4 o'clock in the morning and we had a destination in mind, where might that be?
At the moment, we're 126 miles southeast or southwest of Dunmore, west of Scilly Isles, off Land's End.
So you obviously don't come home in the evening times if you're out on a job, so to speak.
No, we left here last Friday, a week ago.
That's hard. It's, and if you don't mind me saying that, that's hard on those at home as well, Dave.
Oh, it is well. Yeah. Shirley's well used to this stage.
She's a patient woman, Dave. And what, because I'm looking at a load of kind of almost shrink-wrapped boxes and things like this here behind me. How does this all work? So you have, forgive my ignorance, you go out with your big boat here, you've got your ropes, you've got your nets, you've got everything. How far do you go out before you kind of say, this is a good spot, this is where we're going to sort of drop the net?
Well, at the moment, it's down here. It could be out in the Porcupine, 200 miles west of Yarn Islands. And these cartons, we pack the prawns in 3 kilo cartons and lay them out for the export market.
And for the export market and things like that then, has that changed much over 50 years? I mean, if I was to wake up one day and say, do you know what, it's not what my family were involved in, but I might like to enter the fishing trade. How do I know where the export market is? Are there vendors you go through? Are there sort of relationships you make?
Our prawns go back to Galway and Aran Co-op in Rossville, and they're auctioned over the internet from there.
Over the internet?
Yeah. Spain, France and Italy.
Wow. And would you get, and again, not to ask too personal a question, do you get the amount that sells for, Dave, or does that have to go to different bodies then?
No, we get it.
Okay.
But you diesel to paper, food to paper, internet to paper, Sky television, everything comes off the top before we get paid.
And as you said, there's been a lot of changes, you know, some more challenging perhaps than others. Was it an easier industry years ago? Because there was obviously probably a lot more new blood in it years ago and a lot more family legacies in it years ago, Dave.
Well, it's easier now. Boats are bigger, more comfortable. Showers, washing machines, tumbler dryers, electric cooker, electric toaster. Same in the kitchen at home.
You're kind of selling it to me here, Dave. I have to say, you're kind of selling it to me. Fishing is, I think it's such an admirable industry because it's long hours. It can be often quite unsociable. I imagine a bit of fun along the way. Tough when it's stormy time and the weather's not playing ball, Dave.
Yeah, it is. Go through bad weather times and we stop fishing. They're so far out. By the time you get in, it's fine. Go back out. So we stay out and just dodge.
And have there ever been any situations where you've thought, do you know what, it's not for me anymore? You know, it's the weather's too bad. It's so risky, perhaps, to loved ones. You know, it's hard.
No, you don't tell your loved ones when it's bad. You just say, yeah, it's okay again today. And you've WhatsApp on the boat now. You can keep in touch every day.
And
okay.
Do you come from a line of fishermen? No. You were the first to branch into this.
Yeah.
Why did you do it?
Money.
I drove into Dunmore East this morning. The sun is absolutely splitting the stones. As a child, this is where I came for ice creams. This is where I came for walks along the harbour. It's the smell of fish that gets you immediately. It reminds me of childhood. You must be really proud of what you've all achieved here, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Dunmore's a great village. It's gone back a bit now over the years, but years ago, one of the top ports in the country.
And we may yet get there again.
Hopefully.
Thank you, Dave.